Go.
You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
This podcast is brought to you by These Nuts!
And we're going to start this off by hitting the bong. You can worry about the sponsors later. It's bullshit anyways, so I'm not getting paid for it. Are you paying me? Are you buying my toothpaste right now? If you're at one of these dispensaries, are you paying my bills? Hell no. My mama is. And that's why I'm doing what the fuck I want on this. It's my podcast, bitch. If you don't like it, go watch Dan Bongino. He's got family fucking friendly shit. I don't. And I'm not saying fuck you to him because of that. I'm saying that if you can't handle a grown man doing the legal thing and smoking some weed and being sheriff and talking like a goddamn sailor, well then, my friends, I ain't got the key for you. Dan Bongino got the key, nigga, I'm telling you. Go ask him. That nigga got the keys to the whip, dog. He got keys to damn near everything. He the key master, not me. I just talk the shit. Let me hit the bong, nigga. That was a mighty tasty fucking shut up, Chance. Who's Chance? I don't know. It's that dude that's trying to change his name to Sheriff. What the fuck, man? Okay, whatever. Alright, so we're gonna start this off. I wanted to start this off with a different podcast subject, but all of a sudden, you know, two people came into my life at this certain time, back to back almost, like day after day almost. Like, went to sleep thinking about one, woke up seeing the other, and now can't stop thinking about the other. Well, who are these people? Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone. Not necessarily in that order, and that's not in a chronological order either. How it happened is I saw Sylvester Stallone, and he was basically giving a prep speech to people like me. You know, I almost felt like the dude was talking to me directly. Everybody make a wish. My little thing is up front on my necklace, so everybody make a wish. It's wishing time. So, and now we pray. In the name of Yahweh, Yeshua, and the Holy Ghost. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Please forgive us this day our daily bread. Please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. This is going to be a little longer podcast because I've got quite a bit of subjects to cover here. And I know I keep bouncing from subject to subject, but nigga, I just hit the bong, so shut up. I'm a stoner. Of course I'm tangential. Stupid ass son of a bitch, I'm fucking paranoid. Dumbass. Anyways, you know, let's start this off with, you know, okay, I saw Sylvester Stallone. And Sylvester Stallone is giving like a prep speech. I mean, it's like, if the dude is like, he's like, you know, you need to get out there and make shit happen. You know, if you want to play the role like I played in Rambo, man, you know, I had to get up there. I had to get out there. I had to make the action thing, you know, and he hits the things. And I was just like, man, wow. Here I was as a kid thinking I was like Rambo and shit, you know. And then here Sylvester Stallone is like, you know what? Fucking right. You know what I'm saying? This fucking guy's fucking right. You know? It's just, man, like, the presence of, like, people like him. Just their presence. You know? It's awesome. These are awesome people we're talking about here. So, you know, and then, like, I saw today, I saw this post by Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it was the most touching. It says, you know, like, you never really realize, and I'm paraphrasing. So, I'm saying basically what it was, you know what I'm saying? In so many words, this is what they said. Okay. for the people that have never seen me do this, for the people that don't know me, you know, and they're like, well, why is he talking about this all of a sudden? No, I'm like, I'm kind of making a play on that, you know what I'm saying? So like, well, anyways, so I'm paraphrasing for Schwartz. So he goes, for the Schwarzenegger, and he goes, you know, like, you never really realize how far you've come until you remember things, you know, from the past. So like, that's like the general idea of his post. But it shows him, like, at this little water basin. It's like a little sink, basically, that the water can't go anywhere. It's just a little tub, you know? And it's bigger than a bowl, you know? And it's bigger than a big bowl. It's a tub, you know what I'm saying? And he's, like, you know, doing, like, he's doing water from it, you know? And, like, basically, he's showing you how he used to take a bath as a kid, him and his parents. And he never knew what a shower was until he was 15 years old and he had joined the gym. And that's how he starts the post out. But then he carries on to, like, you know, it's just, you know, me and my brother used to be schlep, you know, we used to be sent to schlep from the well. So what that means is to draw water from the well. And so they'd draw the water out in the middle of the night, you know, or in the middle of the cold or middle of the evening, whatever, you know. Because it's the end of the day, you're taking a shower, man. You done did your thing for the day, you know? And so, he said by the time it got to him, which he was the last one, the water was kind of dirty. It's pretty dirty, you know? And so, like, you know, it's like, coming from that, it was able to, like, you know, that moment for him, it enabled him to really look back and be like, man, wow. You know, and it made me think about all the times whenever I would take a bath as a kid, you know? I'm gonna have to split this into two podcasts. That's what's gonna have to happen, dude. So, anyways, you know, so he was like, you know, me and my brother, by the time it got to us, we, like, we could have, like, got more water, you know? But we wasn't schlepping. We weren't schlepping no more. We weren't gonna do it, man. Oh, my Lanta. Where are we at on time, dude? Like, how long was this? Man, we're on bar 26. Yeah, all right, 226. Well, I guess we could do this in one podcast. I kind of just, you know, you want the whole story. You want the whole story. You want nothing but the story. And it better be the truth. Well, where do we start things off? I think a good place to start this off is, and I'm looking at my list here for those of you who couldn't see what I was talking about. And, well, the first thing I wanted to start this off was with CNN and Fox are now bitching about one another. Seriously. Oh, now CNN wants to say, like, oh, well, Fox News this, Fox News that. I came in and shut them both up and was like, well, you know what? You know what? To you who's defending Fox News over here on the right, okay, look. You want to act like Fox News is the angel in this CNN hate situation? Hate news, hate mongering this situation? No, they're not. Because they're not reporting to you that Tucker Carlson wasn't at the Las Vegas shooting. They're not reporting to you that... Man, I even think Sean Hannity was there. They're not reporting this to you. They're not reporting this to you that this was a Russian mob hit. Right? They're not... And whenever I say a Russian mob hit, I don't mean like a hit on somebody. I mean, because that's still up in air. The hit on whoever, whatever, that is still not 100% confirmed, okay? The hit is not 100% confirmed. The players, yes. But whenever I heard that, oh, it's a hit on blah, 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 I was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, now you've just lost your fucking marbles right now. That I cannot confirm, right? Can't confirm. There's not enough evidence to confirm that of what you're saying. Which leads me to another point So we're skipping, like, we're done with CNN and Fox. Like, can you believe it? Can you believe that CNN and Fox News are bitching about each other at this point? Like, shut up. And then they're like, oh, Cuomo is an opinion article, blah, 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 blah. Like, we don't know that this is his opinion. Like, you can't tell. Like, we're that dumb. Okay. All right, whatever. Okay, sure. Okay, so moving on from CNN and Fox News bitching about each other, because that is just fucking, like, shit my pants retarded right there. So, what else was, like, Okay, how did the Las Vegas shooting really go down from start to finish? As the best as I can put it, as quickly as possible. Okay. What we have here is a big ass light show for nothing in public. Look at the cop cars. Look at the cop cars. There's plenty of police guys. Look at the cop cars. Hey, they're all over every street. Every street. Look at all these guys running around with guns in the back of trucks, right? But this is not from start to finish, okay? I'm just telling you what it was. That's the gist of it, right? But from start to finish, this is what happened, dog. Alright. So first, there's... I'm gonna spell it out for you. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, B, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, to the Z, dude. X to the Z, dog. A to the C, to the D, E, F to the G, X to the Z, dude. There's mysterious people. Like, what the fuck? I can confirm, like, they're just mysterious ass people in Vegas. Like, just off the hook. Like, what am I looking at here? Like, you ever people watched and you were just like, what the fuck is that? Yeah, like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is that? Like, that's very culturally shocking. Whatever this is in American clothes. What is that? In public. In my republic. What is this? What is this right now? So, you know, it's mysterious people in Vegas, right? I can confirm. I was there till like August. September, October. So you're gonna tell me in the span of 2 months, they filled the whole town with crazies. Yeah, okay. Alright, yeah. We really believe you. The whole community of Vegas really believes you, Joey. Okay. All right. So, there's mysterious people. Well, there was a warning on stage from a mysterious person that we have still not heard the name of. So you're gonna tell me we've got like all these individuals investigating this one freaking incident, and nobody can tell me who the mysterious person is. You can't tell me, number one. You can't tell me who the three girls in the room were. You can't tell me that. You can't tell me who all these mysterious people are. You can't tell me who this girl is in front of the microphone talking about there was a woman on stage and she was saying you're all gonna die. Well, I got the fuck out of there, is what she said, basically. She's implying she got the fuck out of there. The girl with the blue shirt, hot, longer hair, to like a little bit past her shoulders. You know, young thing for college, whatever. Hired actor, whatever. Horrible actor, whatever, right? So, you know, you've got this mysterious warning. You can't tell me who these mysterious people are, right? The FBI, the CIA, the government, nobody, no. Okay, so, then you've got these, like, you're watching the video, right? And so right before everything goes down, there's this guy in the very, very back, right? And he's recording. And he's looking around at all these mysterious people. Because these are the people that are still left
after everybody has been warned, right? This is not 22 million thousand people, right? As they're talking about. This is now a sold out crowd of, let's say, 1,000. I'm saying sold out crowd like, you know, you ever been to a sold out show in Vegas? You know, like, it's just, and that's packed, you know what I'm saying? This is just kind of crowded, you know what I'm saying? It's just, there's people there, but it's like they're waiting. Now that I think about it, wow. Because I've seen this fucking video 100,000 times, right? Personally, me. On my own. When you're asked by the mafia to do strange shit, you do it. There's no question about it. Okay, yeah, we're doing this. Okay, yeah, cool. I'm not asking any questions. I'm just kidding. I'm so kidding. But really, though. So, like, oh, yeah, strange people are walking around in the crowd all of a sudden. But there's two strange people. You see them. And, like, they're beaming through the crowd. It's not like they're just, you know, casually going through the... No, they're beaming through the crowd, dog. They're on a mission. They have now gone from the front edge of this show all the way to the other catacorner where everybody was running to, okay? Where the silver SUV was that had the MGM magnets on the side of it. And if you've seen a video where they all crowd around during the first shots video, you know what I'm talking about. First shots video. So anyways, you got these mysterious people, right? So they go to the back corner. Then that's where you hear gunshots come from. The first five shots. Pap. Pap. Pap, pap. Pap, right? Which I claim is from an MP7A1 single shot mode, which is semi-automatic mode, which is one shot at a time, and it has a silencer on it. Now, whether it's live fire, I do not know. But I'll tell you one thing. The guy with the camera turns around and looks back at the strange people with the SUV. You know, the people who are fucking, like, they're zooming through the crowd. They get to the other side, and then the gunshots go off, and then the camera points that way. And then it points back, but then it points that way again. But it shows this mysterious crowd with a light behind them, right? Like a big floodlight. But so there's a shadow casted on them. And then they look back. Okay, with the camera. And then some time goes by. And then the corner of the crowd starts running. And then it's like, oh my God, what's happening? So then all of a sudden, well then the camera guy starts running, right? So that's what he goes and he gets on camera the guys at the SUV. And they're all staff. And then this guy in a fake canine outfit, right? But they're behind the SUV. Like, that's the point. They're behind the SUV where the shooting was coming from. Like, from cover, right? And then, so then, everybody's told to shoo away from the SUV by this guy who I saw in Juneau 10 days before the Las Vegas shooting, right? So, when you do this, you're gonna have to have locals, is my point. That's why I'm saying you're not gonna fly 22 million, 1,100, whatever people there, you know, from all over, you know, to play in this play. This is the play at this point. Because it's all fake shooting and all fake sound effects. But you've got the real prop shooters, right? You have to have the shooters with the guns, right? You have to have that. Otherwise, it's not real. But then you spoof where it's coming from by, like, what, a fucking half mile in the air? Like, are you stupid? Like, now that's probably not, I don't even know how high up in the air that is. I don't care. Because there's no gunshots coming from it, so why even calculate it? That's stupid, right? Because you can clearly hear where it's coming from, right? You do hear other gunshots, right? But is that just audio? Because there were no other glasses. There's no other glass broken out. Now, there were people at the top, at the very rooftop, right? And then there was, like, people smoking in the videos to, like, throw off whatever you might see up there. Did you notice that? Did you realize that? It was very distracting, very hard to watch what was going on. But anyways, the point being is, you know, and then you've got cops everywhere at this point. But what Brian Hodge will tell you, oh, you've got it all wrong. I ran from way up there, right? Well, you never heard from this guy ever since that one TV thing, right? His TV interview. But he says that he ran from the top to the bottom and hid in the bushes for 4 hours. How long? For 4 hours. 4 hours, yeah, that's it, 4 hours. Serious, he says that shit. So, this motherfucker, then he's like, you know, I was waiting for the cops. Cops were all around you, bro. You were there for 4 hours, okay? In the bushes for 4 hours, hiding, scared, waiting for the cops. Okay, whatever. Moving on. So, where was the gunshots coming from? The one where anybody can pinpoint that proves that this is all fucking stupid ass lie is the one that's coming from the Mandalay Bay tram rooftop. Okay, look. Whenever you know that first pull-in at the light, whenever you turn off of Las Vegas Boulevard and then you turn left into the Mandalay Bay, or the right into the Luxor parking lot, when you turn left into the Mandalay Bay, you have to curve around and then you curve right. But when you curve left, you can see the top of the rooftop of the tram. You can see the tram in front of you. But when you curve right, you're going around it. Then you go through the little tunnel way, and then you get to the other side, and then there's your VIP pickup. There's where all the taxis pick up people. There's your limo pickup. There's all your pickups. And then you can keep curving around that right there. Well, that part that you can keep, like, circling around is where the shooting was coming from, at the rooftop, right there at the top of the Mandalay Bay tram rooftop. Bay 1, right? Bay 2 is Luxor. Bay 3 is Excalibur. So, crisis actors galore, right? Light show galore. Helicopters galore. Fake shooting galore. All types of things, right? Like crazy light patterns on the back of the helicopters. You know, you guys, this is just crazy. Like, this is madness going on, right? And, like, all these fake deaths. All these dummies. All these fake bodies. But these are people who have died. And now, these are all names of people that other people have come in support of to say that, you know, we're suing because of this. Right, okay, sure, right, uh-huh, right. Well, you know, in a court of law, sure. But, you know, I don't understand. Like we're jumping way ahead. But let's bring it to the point of, like, these people who have died are being represented by Brian Claypool. Now, this is not Brian Hodges we were talking about earlier. This is Brian Claypool. So, Brian Claypool, he is a lawyer. Best friends with Joe Lombardo's daughter. Now, Joe Lombardo's daughter, who I'm alleging is his daughter, is Lisa Lombardo. Lisa Fine. Who Lisa Fine is also the person who was in the interview with who else? None other than Brian Claypool. What? The lawyer coming out of public on Laura Ingraham's TV show. Oh, she got rich from that. She got rich from that. I'm telling you, dude. I know she got fat from that. And she's not supporting me. Why don't you give me some money, Ingraham? I'm the one that got you all that. All that. That's so messed up. You won't even share a little bit. I'm looking right at you. Ingram, that's nasty. I'd even go as far as to say that's Jewish. That's so niggerish. That's so corny. White people, that's white people, corny. That's so corny, dog. Fucking whipcracker shit. Man, these niggas, man, I'm telling you, bro. Look. Where are we at now? Okay, yeah, okay, okay, okay. So now everybody's running, right? Like, right? Like, I stuck my tongue out as far as it'll freaking go, I think. They're yelling and screaming, right? Go this way, go this way, go this way, go that way, go that way. Everybody stay down. Don't move. Oh my God. Just don't go that way. Just stay down and get shot. Stay down and get shot, everybody. Like, oh my goodness. So, you know, like, there's all this screaming, right? But then you follow the camera guy, right? Because he's still recording. And he runs out the back of that bitch down Giles, right? And he's going down Giles, and you can hear even more screaming down Giles. And it's intimidation screaming. I don't give a fuck about your phone, he says. I don't give a fucking shit. Things like that. And he's yelling. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's intimidating this person. They're just sitting there crying. They don't understand what's going on. They hear all this fake shooting. And then there's a cowboy in the venue running, like, he's shirtless at this point. Butt naked cowboy, man. Butt naked cowboy, nigga. Butt naked cowboy. He's like, oh, nigga. Oh, nigga. Huh? Oh, nigga. Oh, nigga. You know what I'm saying? This nigga's flexing, dog. This nigga's flexing with a paintball gun, nigga. With a pellet gun, with a BB gun, whatever. Whatever. It's not real. It's not real, bro. This shit ain't real. There's no wounds. Nobody has any wounds to report. You know, I get the feeling like, you know, they were all shoved into the universal. You know, what about the nurses? That, I know too many people in Vegas, dog. Don't fuck with me, bro. Don't lie to me, bro. You know? So, you know, all this yelling and screaming, man. Hold up. Hold up. Hold the fucking phone. Hold up. All right. Wait, what? Okay, never mind. We're good now. Okay. I had to add some more music and stuff, so let's go. So, you know, there's all this yelling and screaming, you know, but it's like, head east, head east, head east. So they want everybody to go towards the freaking airport, right? Well, the cameraman that does go to the airport, which is a totally different cameraman, Mr. Holy Shit Man. Holy shit! So, this guy actually goes into a hangar on the airport. A private hangar. A high dollar hangar with a high dollar jet in it. Well, whose is that? Dana White's. Mr. UFC Man, Dana White. Mr. Conor McGregor, Dana White. Mr. Conor McGregor will do anything for a buck, Dana White. Mr. Conor McGregor has no pride, Mr. Dana White. So, he gets to file, you know, he gets his piece of this. He gets to file damages. Oh, money. Great. Cool. 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 So, what happens after I call him out? This is skipping up a little bit, but he gets rid of his whole airplane hangar. He sells it. He sold it. That's right. So then, these people go in and out of the hangar, like whatever. Like it's the, like it's just like an amusement park walk. They go in one door and out the other. Okay? And then they're all
all of a sudden in safety. But nobody recorded what's on the other side of that door. So, you know, it was pretty funny though, because if you go back to the yelling and screaming, and then you take into account the other people who are reporting that people are trying to steal their girlfriend. They were trying to steal their, are you hearing what I'm saying? The yelling, the screaming, the intimidation. I don't give a fuck about your phone, because where you're going, you're not gonna need it, bitch. Just wait till I get this heroin in you. Ugh, sick, dog. This shit is sick. I'm not schlepping. I'm not going and schlepping for another girlfriend when she finds out how fucked up I am. I'm not doing that. I'm not schlepping again. Fuck that. Fuck you. Rotten, dude. Rotten, man. I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you. Rotten. So, you know, they're yelling and screaming, man. You can hear the other people yelling and screaming back. They don't want to be in this situation. You know? You got your fake shooting. You got your paintball. You got your paintball war going on the inside of the venue and on the outside. You got yelling and intimidation. Oh, wait. But then you got on the inside, you've got yelling and intimidation. Told to stay there. By who? Lisa Fine Lombardo. Lisa Fine Lombardo, right? Okay, cool. All right, cool. So, you know, you've got crisis actors galore. You know, and how do I know? Because they were hiring for them on Craigslist. I saw the ads, okay? I saw the ads myself. I reported them. They were, like, spamming for an actor position. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's obviously not legit. You know what I mean? You're on Craigslist and you're spamming your fucking ad. You're not just posting your ad. You're spamming that shit. As if there's not, like, half the city looking desperately for something because they need something, man. You know? Well, who else trolls them but Sheriff Lombardo? Yep. Sheriff Lombardo and company, they all know about the Craigslist. They know about Craigslist, man. Can't get away from that shit. Like, man, I don't have time for Craigslist, bro. I should, though. Maybe I'd be a lot more rich if I fucked with the Craigslist. You hear me, nigga? If I fucks with that Craigslist, nigga. You catching all types of shit, nigga. Crabs, nigga. Pedophiles, nigga. You catching all types of shit, nigga. Crisis actors galore. Light shows. Fake with the helicopters and their fake shootings. If there's shooting from the helicopter that's real, you need to come with the proof, dog. You need to come with the real shit. Not this fake shit, nigga. You need to come with the real shit, nigga. You smell me, dog? You smell me? Just light shows and helicopters, man. One big tragic pedophile fest, dog. That is gross. How many people's children didn't come back from Vegas from that event? Those are the real victims here. That's why I'm like, nigga, shut the fuck up. Nobody got shot. You can come with testimony all fucking day, but until you come with the bona fide hard evidence, facts, and proofs, fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. If you don't have all the proofs, get the fuck out of here. You need all 100 proofs now. You've got 100 and something victims? Show me 100 and something proofs. Where's your proof? Show me. Show King Sheriff here.
Show the sheriff, by popular decision, your proof. Because right now you're fucking lying. Please stop. Please stop lying. You know why? Because, nigga,
I'm going to show you fucking why, bitch. Right now, nigga. What's up, nigga? You want some of that, nigga? Huh? Go get that shit, nigga. What's up? What happened, dog? I'll give it all.
Do you want it? You can have it, dude. Get the fuck out of here.
You know? Because then next comes the cuffs, dog. And you ain't getting out of them, dude. I got them specialty cuffs, dog. You ain't getting out of them, dude. I could watch your every move, bro. Yeah. And I could transport you around like this. Do you understand me? As soon as I catch you slipping, dog. You know, so yelling and screaming to cover for all this bullshit, right? So what happened afterwards, though? You got these people perpetuating the fucking lie, man. You know, you've got these people running around with guns in the casinos, not doing nothing for no reason, dude, like marching through the casinos with their weapons. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Get out of here, man. Fuck out of here. Man. We all know what that was, dog. Tell me what's in a box, dog. Tell me what's in a box the dude was carrying. On that film, tell me what, through the Tropicana, tell me what's in that dude's box. The guy that they're guarding. And tell me who that is. Tell me who all those dudes are. Who is that? What's that for? Well, those hard drives. In a box. In a locked box. What were those? Because at this point, I have, like, very little reason to believe that that may have been, like, money and chips. Poker chips. That's what I would steal, right? If there's missing poker chips, it's probably because of me, nigga. Just kidding. I'm kidding. I really don't give a fuck about that. But I'm just saying, like, if I was to go and heist in a situation like that and have guns like that and, like, ante up, I'm getting money, dog. Not child porn, like, that's for faggots. Like, and whenever I say faggots, I'm not talking about gay people. That's for faggy-ass some bitches. They like to do faggy-ass shit. Like, that shit is faggy, nigga. Fuck you, that shit is fucking faggy, nigga. You catch the zap, dog. You know, how and in the fucking dead, these people, dressed as cops, go down into the tunnels, talking about, oh, we saw somebody down here. No, you're escaping that way, dog. Lies. Lies. Oh, I know about this secret tunnel way, right? Well, what did that ended up in? And witnesses. And then now we've got bums getting shot. I'm told that this part is real. The bums dying is for real. Like, there's one person that was running around in the car doing it. Same car. That's what I was told on YouTube. And so, you know, the video proof doesn't lie. I mean, you know, silver car conspiracy, dog. Silver SUV with the magnet on it. Silver conspicuous cars, man. Conspicuous, dog. So anyways, you know, and then you got the shooting on the inside of the hotel, right? And it's not coming down onto the crowd. It's coming into the hallway, you know? Cause they've got to make it look like a bunch of crap just happened on the 32nd floor, right? And I think that's where Campos got a little eager and got shot in the leg there. Standing out in the hallway going,
So I just want to take a second to meditate for all my Las Vegas locals. And also meditate on a moment of gratitude for you unofficially electing me as sheriff. And just say thank you. Thank you. I love you.
This now concludes our transmission of Sheriff Says What's Up.
That sucks!
Thanks for listening, and we hope that you've enjoyed your time with Sheriff and that you'll share this with your friends.
This broadcast is brought to you by The Fiery Fat.
It's a
premium Alaskan cannabis. Podcast also made possible by The Apothecarium, Las Vegas Cannabis Dispensary.
Plus, we've got a new sponsor. That name goes by KO Paste. All natural toothpaste. That's that knockout paste that will give you the award-winning smile. Make sure that you visit kopaste.com. KOPASTE.com.
That word. Hey. Yeah, that word. You like that word? It's fucking cool. I like it a lot. I get this word. You know what I'm saying? It's so funny. I like that word.
I forgot what Eddie sounds like.
Oh my god, no.
I freaking forgot. Like, it's been so long. I'm sorry, Eddie. I forgot what you sound like.
These are the sheriff's brains! I forgot I did that! That's a good sheriff!